This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Talk. Welcome to the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. Now, a little like behind the scenes, because obviously I don't normally record video for my TLC Talk episodes on Wednesdays, but today I'm actually doing it live on TikTok for all my TikTok and TLC fans, and then also here for you on the podcast. So shout out to everyone on my TikTok. I'm obsessed with all of you. Thank you. Brand new episode. Let's TLC Talk, shall we? This show is all about recapping all the news. And of course, you know, I've been a TLC fan and I get exclusive interviews with many of the TLC talent. So lots of times you are getting scoop that you are only going to hear here about your favorite shows like 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days, Welcome to Plathville, I Love a Mama's Boy. I have really hot tea today. I cannot reveal my source, but I do have a source that is confirming some salary news about the cast members of I Love a Mama's Boy. So I'm going to throw this out here to you. You know, how much do you think that each of the cast members of I Love a Mama's Boy on TLC, the reality show, by the way, their biggest hit, okay? So 1.4 million people tune into that show. It's coming back the 1st of June, June 17th, middle of June. And that's like epic numbers, okay? When I tell you this, like those numbers, 1.4 million people tuning in to Welcome to or I Love a Mama's Boy is bigger than most of the Housewife franchise episodes, okay? So how much do you think each cast member makes? Do you think they make $3,000 an episode? Do you think that they make $800 an episode? Or do you think now they're making $10,000 an episode? So what's your guess? Everybody that's live on my TikTok, drop a comment. Do you think that they make $3,000 an episode? This is one of TLC's highest rated shows. $3,000 an episode, $800 an episode, or now $10,000 an episode. Drop those. I will get to that. Kim and Barry Plath from Welcome to Plathville. Is their marriage in trouble? I'll tell you what the blogs are saying. I'll tell you what Reddit is saying. I'll tell you what some of the people that I've interviewed from the show are saying about Kim and Barry Plath's marriage. On top of that, I was on Kim and Usman, aka Soulja Boy. I love me some Soulja Boy. I was on their TikTok, which they were doing jointly over the weekend together. And oh my God, the tea was so fiery on that. Okay, so are those two still together? I'll tell you, Kim was ready to lose it. She was ready to pop off on two things. I will tell you about that. She was not happy and she like got off the live basically after people were like asking her repeatedly about this. And then also, how is Usman's tour going? You know, this is the month Usman, aka Soulja Boy, is touring in the UK. Is it doing well? Are there still tickets available? And then we're going to recap 90 Day Fiancé Season 9, Episode 4, which aired on Sunday night. What did you all think? Tyeus and Patrick were introduced to us as a couple. Do we like them? Do we like them? I kind of, you know, each week we're getting introduced to different people. I'll tell you right now, I don't always get it right. My prediction was that we were never going to see Ari and Biniyama. No, Biniyam, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm the worst. Don't even get me started with names. And you know, I was posting about Shai and Bilal. I think you say it Eid. Eid Mubarak, which is like the Muslim greeting, right? Okay. Of like happy festival, all that. And I think I said Eid or something. People like lost their shit. They're like, you don't know how to pronounce anything. Correct. I mean, if you're on my TikTok, I can't get anyone's name right. Tyeus, I had to go to the pronunciation thing on Google. You know how you type in a name? How do you pronounce Sarah? And they like spell it, they like sound it out for you 18 times. I have to do that before I go on and do this podcast episode every week. So we'll recap that. So much good dirt to get to. By the way, you can book me on Cameo. So hi to all the new followers that I'm getting here on the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. I put out brand new episodes 7 days a week. Monday's episode, I talk to any damn person I like under the sun. This past Monday, I talked to a former America's number one highest paid male porn star who became a pastor. What? 180 there. Joshua Broom. You're going to be obsessed with the interview. Tuesday, I always talk about my personal life. I recapped Mother's Day. My mom just had kidney cancer. I give an update about that. And then on Wednesdays, it's always TLC Talk, which is a recap of all the dirt, all the scoop, everything I have on your favorite TLC shows all across the board. So, and then the rest of the week, I put out like some of my highest listened to episodes. I put out minis, shorts, advice, anything that you need. So you're never going to get bored with the Sarah Fraser Show. Book me on Cameo at cameo.com/Sarah Fraser. I'm running a $10 special that's going to end very soon. If you have a friend, a coworker, a fellow person that loves TLC, I would love to give them a shout out. And yeah, I mean, I think some guy in the UK wanted me to shout out his like business partner. I don't care. I'll promote almost anything for money. What you will realize about me is I am a hoe for money. Like I really, honestly, if I wasn't 5'2" and for half my life, if I wasn't 5'2" high and 5'2" wide, I would have been a stripper. I really would have. And I would have owned the best strip club because I love cash. And it's terrible. That's awful. I think it's the root of all evil and like a dead, like, isn't it one of the 7 deadly sins or something? Anyway, I don't know. You know what? I'm not like a theologian, okay? That's why I'm talking about TLC. But regardless, I love cash. All right, let's get into the show because I got a ton of tea. Let's start with Welcome to Platteville. You know, we are 1 week away from Welcome to Platteville, another huge runaway hit for TLC. Welcome to Platteville follows the Platts down in Cairo, Georgia. Barry and Kim have like 11 children and super religious, so religious, so sheltered. The kids didn't even know what an iPhone was. They never even drank a Coca-Cola and they had no idea that they were even having a period until they were like 20. You know what I mean? Until they like a camera crew showed up. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, okay, I guess what are these things? Tampons? Oh, all right. I thought they just put them down the drain and it was like, you know, a stomper. I am obsessed with this show. Olivia Plath has been on. Olivia Plath is stunning. I think she's one of the most gorgeous people on reality TV. I always say she's the Princess Diana of reality television. She is unbelievably gorgeous. You should follow her on Instagram. She's a photographer for her business and she's married to Ethan Plath. So season 4 was rushed. Okay, they just ended season 3 in the fall of 2021. We're getting a new season now in May because it's such a huge hit. But are Kim and Barry's, is their marriage in trouble? Now, the way that it's edited, we certainly see in the trailer that Kim now is feeling herself. You know, Mariah's out of the house. Micah is out here in Los Angeles. He is on dating apps. I hear from women that he is dating. He's super hot. He's always hiking in the Hollywood Hills. How come I don't run into him? You know what I mean? I always run into the guys that are, I don't know what it is about me. I always attract older men. You know, if there is a 72-year-old older man who owns a jewelry store, you know, carrying a gun in West Hollywood, I find him. You know, I mean, honest to God, this is a true story. Went into a jewelry store. I wanted to look at like a handbag they had in the window. And I mean, I ended up talking to the guy for like 2 hours and he proposed to me and he like had a pistol in his belt. I'm like, what? How do I find these people? How? Where's Micah Plath? So Kim and Barry's marriage, is it in trouble? Now, my own personal opinion is it is not in trouble. What you need to know, and this is like inside scoop from Olivia Plath, who's been on my podcast, The Sarah Fraser Show. You can go back and find the interview. Also, Max Kallschmidt, who was dating Mariah, but you know, he broke up with Mariah because he cheated on her. He goes into all that detail on my show. What's interesting about Barry and Kim is Kim always wanted the kids to be on television, always. They started a band. They had a family band before she gave them iPhones. And Kim is the one for years who was pitching. Now, I know this is inside information, who was pitching for them to have a reality show. So I don't think, I personally think Kim, just the, I want to interview Kim so badly because the duality of Kim is just fascinating to me. They don't want their kids to go to regular school. They're very religious, but they really want them to be famous and on television. Now, isn't that the total opposite, the like complete 180 of this whole thing? I mean, you make them famous. They're going to be out here in Los Angeles. I always said, I want Mariah, Ethan, Olivia, and Micah. And now maybe Lydia, because I think Lydia is about ready to break out of that prayer closet and hit some MDMA. MDMA? Yeah, that's it. Whatever, you know, that party drug that the kids all do. I want to see them like come out here and do drugs and go crazy in Los Angeles. You know, that's like my idea of the best reality show. If they just like went ham, I would love it. I think that Kim and Barry, this is a very long-winded way of saying, I don't think their marriage is in trouble. I think that Kim knows exactly what people want in reality television. She's a genius. She's orchestrated part of this. Max says the same thing. Max was on my show. Max says that Kim and Barry are like, they are anything goes behind the scenes in the sense of whatever it takes to keep the show on the air. And I think now they know what are people curious about? Their marriage. Kim is feeling herself. She's at dance classes. She's losing weight. She's getting into makeup. They're in the fourth season. What do people want? People want conflict now between Kim and Barry. Barry's old school. He's a little, you know, quirky. He's a little goofy. You know, Kim is a good-looking woman. She, like, gets, you know, she gets in shape. She gets hot. She gets her tits done. I mean, all of a sudden, you know what I mean? She's going to be, like, hooking up with a guy down at the IGA in Cairo. You know, I mean, I don't think their marriage is really in trouble. I think they know how to work it. That's what I'm saying. Let's move on to Kim and Usman, a.k.a. Soulja Boy. They were live here on TikTok the other day doing an interview with each other. Here's everything you need to know about them. Kim and Usman say they're still together. I believe that. Very much together. Kim was absolutely pissed. People were trolling her on the TikTok about Zara. Kim was like, you guys are nasty. Like, I don't want to hear this. You know, Zara... Usman came out and basically said he and Zara were over, but the producers wanted him to make contact with her one last time. Great storyline. I think it's smart that he did it, regardless of if they're in contact or not. Kim does not want to be asked about Zara. Okay, she was pissed. The other thing that I didn't share with you guys on my TikTok videos that Kim said on the live was she also doesn't want to be asked about her son, Jamal. So, you know, Kim's son's super hot. He was at the tell-all. He's young. He's like 27. He lives in New York City, by the way. Has anyone seen him on a dating app? Well, I'll tell you what, Kim does not want to be asked about it. And she was pissed that people online were like, hook me up with your son. She's like, my son is a grown man. He can date who he wants. I'm here on this live with Usman. You know, get the fuck off here asking me questions about my son. Kim was not playing, okay? Also, I do hear there are some tickets available still if you want to go see Soulja Boy in the UK. If my son was not just a little over a year old and my mom just wasn't dealing with kidney cancer, I would have organized a flight to the UK to go see Soulja Boy. I love him. I like his music. I think he and Kim are together. People were trolling Kim on the TikTok live going, he's only using you for a green card. He doesn't want to be with you. I really think at this point, guys, I know people don't want to believe it, but I absolutely think that Kim and Usman are together and are legit happy together. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm just telling you, I really think that they are happy together. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. All right, I need to thank some of our sponsors. How about HelloFresh? So quick sponsorship break. Guys, the best way to support me, and this is everybody listening on the live, to support my show, this is my full-time gig, is to frequent my sponsors. Every time you frequent my sponsors, they become longer and long-term sponsors. It's how I get paid to keep providing you with free content, which I love. And, giving you like 1,000 podcast episodes a week. So HelloFresh, if you haven't tried it, now you can get 16 free meals thanks to HelloFresh and Sarah Fraser Show listeners. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant and even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. HelloFresh, their newest menu released, including Mediterranean recipes that are filled with fresh fruits, veggies, nuts, olives, and fiber-packed whole grains for a nourishing, balancing dinner. The best part about HelloFresh, many of their meals are 30 minutes or under, so you can be doing fabulous things with your friends and family or your kids like I like to do. Shman and I love their meals because we pick from 50 different weekly options, whether it's keto, whether you want vegan, vegetarian, they have a wide array. You can pause at any time. You can skip if you're on vacation or you're trying to save money. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It is America's number one meal kit. And find out for yourself. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Let's talk about the Calm app, okay? You got your diet right. Now you got to get your mind right. I love Calm. Calm is an app that you subscribe to and you have meditations at your fingertips. Okay. It's a monthly subscription. They're constantly adding new meditations for you to try. There's even meditations that you can do with your kids. Have you been caring for yourself lately? Oh my God, life gets busy and it's hard to do. Whether it's taking longer baths, going on an evening stroll, or indulging in midday naps, pair yourself with a ritual that comes with Calm and take your wellness to the entire next level. I'm partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way that you feel. Go to calm.com/TSFS. You'll get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/TSFS. It's for the Sarah Fraser Show listeners. So that's Calm, calm.com/TSFS for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/TSFS. What I love about Calm, I've been meditating, and it's not easy, but I've been meditating for years, and it's helped me out so much. Okay, huge shout out to ZocDoc. ZocDoc, guys, if you haven't tried ZocDoc, it's an amazing free app. Hello, we love free. And you can use their website too. ZocDoc.com/TSFS is a free app or website, like I mentioned, that shows you doctors who have patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. You can read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews, and see what other real human beings have to say about their visits. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS. Find a doctor in your area today. It could be a therapist, a dentist. So I've been using ZocDoc for the past several months. And what I love is I actually found KJ's pediatrician. I found an eye doctor when I lived back in Virginia. So it's anywhere, any state, right at your fingertips. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS, ZocDoc.com/TSFS. And what I love about the company in general is the people who created ZocDoc found the major pain points in healthcare, all the things that weren't working, and said, enough! And then they made booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. So many people neglected their health during the pandemic. It's been really hard to find a great doctor. So instead of trying to ask around, skip all that, get to the patient reviews, and go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS. Let's see, one more sponsorship that I have to do. Oh, Dame. Okay. Ooh, this is adult products at Dame. Dame. All right. DameProducts.com, ladies and guys, have you been there? Oh, shout out. You know, I love a love toy. Now, I'm live on TikTok. I'll probably get shut down if I say the real thing. But anyway, they got adult toys. You got to go to their website, okay? Because you're getting a big discount, of course, when you use my discount. They're known for their Ava, which is their first and most iconic product. It's the first hands-free couples vibe designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Their aloe lubrication is aloe-based, and it's formulated and pH'd. Just for the pH of your vajayjay. Okay. Yes, I'm loving all this. Can be used for bodies, toys, a lot more. They have fin, palm. Once you go to their website, you'll see all the fantastic products that I'm talking about. Now, let's get to the good part, okay? Because we all love to spice it up in the bedroom, as you should. Try some of their products. Let me know what you think. Go to DameProducts.com. Use the code TSFS for 15% off today. DameProducts.com. Use the code TSFS, get 15% off. Thank you. Okay, shout out to Dame. They sent me all their products, by the way. I mean, if this damn app, because I'm streaming live today on TikTok while simultaneously recording the podcast. And, you know, I love TikTok. It's my favorite social media app. But I swear to God, I mean, you can't even, you say two little, you make two funny sex jokes. They shut you down forever. All right. Let's get back to it. Let's review. Okay, real quick, I'll do rapid fire of everything because I know everybody wants to get to 90 Day Fiancé Season 9, Episode 4. Shauna Ray, I Am Shauna Ray, another great show on TLC. Shauna Ray has pituitary dwarfism. Unbelievable. Her family was featured. Still no update if they're getting a Season 2. Not a great sign. I do think, I've always said this, I want her to get a second season. I love the family. I love the family dynamics. I think I wanted the show to be a little racier, but I do think she's going to get a Season 2. I don't have any update on when it will actually happen. I want to throw this out to everybody, and you can always follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Instagram, it's the same place. Do you think reality show stars, and I'm specifically talking about our TLC fans or friends right now, do you think TLC stars need to stop asking on their social media for people to be nice to them? Okay? And I've been in this business. I've been in the entertainment business a long time. People have said everything to me. I mean, you're fat. Your husband's a simp. I mean, you know, this. I've been called everything under in the name that you can imagine, okay? I don't care anymore. I really don't care. I do what I want. And, you can just, whatever. If you want to tune out, tune out. Okay, wait, a little pause. They're already taping the second season of I Am Shauna Ray. This is a comment that's coming in from Sandman. Sandman, how do you know that? How do you know that they're taping the second season of I Am Shauna Ray? Give us the dirt, Sandman. So I don't care what people say about me, but I bring this up because Kim, I was telling you that Kim and Usman, I was on their live on TikTok over the weekend. Kim was asking people to be nice to her. Memphis does this all the time from before the 90 days on her Instagram. She writes positivity posts. I only want good comments. I'm not, I screw all the, she doesn't say screw all the trolls, but she says, I'm not taking any comments from trolls, all the nasty people out there. And I'm kind of like, look, guys, you're signing up for a reality show. We're all of us watching, okay, do we get a little excited at home because of the way that they edit? And do we go online and say things we probably shouldn't say? Yes, but people would never say this to your face. By the way, you're benefiting greatly from being on reality TV. There's no downside to being on television except for not being on television. That's what I tell everybody. You should want to be on TV. TV is the greatest catalyst for you to do anything you want. You look at Bethany Frankel. You look at everybody on damn Shark Tank. Would I buy any of those knickknacks? Absolutely not. It's all junk. You go at the power of television. Sorry, I'm getting really, just like some dust in my throat. Anyway, the power of television is unbelievable, okay? There is no downside to being on TV except for not being on it, all right? So I just, it kind of irritates me now that these people, like, Who cares? These people write on there, oh, Memphis, you're trash, you're bad to Hamza. Did you think she gives a shit? Who cares what people write like that? Why a post and ghost? Like Kim being trolled about Zara. Who cares about Zara? If you all are together and solid, like let them rack up the comments. That's what I say. Sandman is back on my TikTok and he says the tape in at the skating rink. They taped in at the skating rink in my neighborhood and my sister took pictures. Sandman, email them to thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. I'll give you and your sister credit. I love it. Looks like we got to have a season two of I Am Shauna Ray. Sandman, you broke it here. Fabulous. I love it. So I'm just throwing it out there. Do you want your reality show stars to stop complaining about getting hate? Or do you think it's fine that they write, hey, I don't want any hate on this post, only positive vibes? You can write a comment on my TikTok. Let's recap 90 Day Fiancé Season 9, Episode 4, which aired on Sunday. I'm obsessed. We are introduced to the couple, Patrick and Tyeus. Now, look, I didn't think Patrick and Tyeus had a shot in hell of making it. She's Portuguese. You know, Patrick was this world-class wrestler. No, weightlifter. He was going to go all the way to the Olympics, but he tested positive for human growth hormone and then another time. So he admits to being dumb. I mean, he has a massive social media following. And, you know, I think he's like learned from that whole experience, right? So people are now on social media saying that Tyeus and Patrick have the best chance of actually staying married and getting married on 90 Day Fiancé. Are you all watching the same show I am? Blood is thicker than water. His brother doesn't get along with her at all. It's going to be a disaster. Her like giving the brother like, don't party, don't do this. Okay, we haven't even set foot in Austin. How about we pump our brakes? And what are you, 75? I mean, my God, you know, would you just have your hip replaced? Like, have a little fun. You're young. You're Portuguese, for God's sakes. I thought we were the uptight people here in America. Anyway, I mean... I don't think their relationship is going to last, but people online are saying Tyeus and Patrick are going to last because he was willing to learn the language and speak Portuguese. He knows Portuguese. And most people on 90 Day Fiancé never learn their significant other's native language. They also say that it took them 11 months to get engaged. And most of these couples truly do get engaged within like 3 months, 90 days. So the fact that they even waited was like a good sign. Okay. I could see that maybe happening. Where's my little camera going? I mean, those are good signs, but I do not see those two together. Bilal and of course, Shy, they end up meeting his parents. And, you know, the whole kid thing, I think is going to be really interesting to see if those two can work out because 37, I mean, she's 37. Time is ticking. If she wants to have that baby, I mean, she's got to figure it out. And he really doesn't seem like he wants to have kids, does he? To me, he does not seem like that. I was a little let down. Like I thought Bilal's family was going to like come at her a little more. They didn't, although the dinner was very awkward. The dinner was very strange for like the first meeting. You know what I mean? Nobody, is it for the TV show? But why did the parents of like everybody, it's the same with Emily's parents. Like nobody's really that excited to see their significant other, their significant others like, or their kids' spouses. Is it just because they're told that or like it's because it's 90 Day Fiancé? I don't know. But Kobe and Emily, when I saw Kobe see his son for the first time, like I could not stop crying either. It was just the sweetest, most beautiful moment. I think about my own son. I cannot imagine my husband not seeing him for 17 months. And of course, because of COVID, it was really delayed. It just like broke my heart. I love Emily and Kobe together. I think they're hot. They're sexy. You know, they're currently both fluffy. She's got the mom weight. He's got the dad bod. But they really are. She's very gorgeous. They're really stunning together. I like where it's going. Could the parents have been any colder to the poor guy? My God, he's crying his eyes out. Did they not have any empathy? I kind of am like not team Emily's parents. I thought they were very weird. Maybe it was because the cameras were there, but I did not think that they were like really friendly. By the way, I think women should do whatever they want. You want to pull out a boob and breastfeed your child, go for it. But like when Emily just like pulls out her boob and their son, like the 17-month-old just starts like, I don't know. To me, when the kid can like start lifting up your shirt, it's a no. It's a no for me, dog. I'm out. But, you know, this isn't really the mom shame episode. So so do what you want. I wasn't really a fan. Ari and Binium. Binium, to me, Binium is getting on my last damn nerve, all right? Like, Binium is part of the reason that she does not have a good relationship with his sisters, Wish and Mimi. Mimi and Wish are all over social media talking about, you know, that they don't get along with Ari. They're hoping that their relationship doesn't work. They also say that they haven't seen Avi, the son, even like recently. And again, that could be partially because we're kind of getting out of COVID. A lot of drama there. Also, for Ari, her parents reportedly having more financial woes. It's a very long story, but if you do want to Google that, her parents have filed for bankruptcy. I mean, they were in foreclosure for their home. They owed something like $475,000 in back taxes. He was a cardiologist and had a cardiology practice. I'm curious where they ran amok with their finances. Was it their spending? Did something happen with the cardiology office? They were apparently being sued. If you kind of know the breakdown, love for you to tell me, you know, at the Sarah Fraser Show or thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. You can email me. Miona and Jabri, I like them. I really do. I like them. I love that they're flamboyant. I wasn't into the meal. I was totally team with the parents. You know, Jabri was like, well, if you guys don't like it, you can be encouraging. Okay, Jabri, fuck off. You opened a bag. Like, what's with these kids? I mean, are you guys, can you cook? I mean, what is with these kids that can't even cook? You're telling me you couldn't even make a partially homemade, partially pancakes. Have breakfast for supper. Like, you couldn't make homemade pancakes from a box at least and decorate them and dress them up? Ugh, I'm with the parents, that rubbery chicken. And by the way, everybody is laughing so hard at Jabri's dad, who was putting hot sauce on the chicken trying to get it down. They were like, you know this chicken's bad if this white guy is trying to put hot sauce on it to try to make it better. I like them. I'm curious for the drama that's going to happen with Jabri's bandmate. I like how they're setting the scene for all the dramatic things that are going to apparently happen, you know, down the line. Kara and Guillermo, you know, fighting about the computer. I kind of thought she was like, you know, I thought that was like a legitimate argument. Can't he use her computer? I wasn't sure why he needed his own computer right now. Just saying. All right. And then I promised this. So what do you think that some of the cast members from I Love a Mama's Boy make every episode? Now that you're talking a huge hit show in season three. $3,000, $800, $10,000. The answer is $800. What? I cannot believe this. This is why I said at the start of this show, you know, the only bad thing about TV is not being on it. Well, okay, honestly, I mean, you better be hawking your candle line or whatever shit you got, because make $800. I know this from an insider. $800 an episode is all they have been making. Now, I can't say this is for every cast member, but it is for several of them. And apparently, you know, I don't know if they weren't shared ratings until now, but they were basically given, take it or leave it, $800 an episode, and you're talking about 9 or 10 episodes. Okay, that's only $8,000 to be filming 4 days out of the week. That's so low. So low. I cannot believe all these different salaries that are coming out of TLC, because, you know, the rumor is, and they'll never confirm it, but Tammy and Amy Slayton, also 1,000-pound sisters, one of the biggest shows, you know, they reportedly only make $3,000 an episode. And I heard from another insider, they might be making $3,000 together collectively. That is criminal. Do these people not have agents? They're fucking stars. They are stars. $800. A very reliable source. I'm not going to give up my source's name, but the $800 is what a majority of the cast members for I Love a Mama's Boy are making per episode. That is unbelievable. Get that candle line ready. Have something else to hawk. When you get the call to be on television, get your social media lined up. Get your OnlyFans link out there. Get it out there. All right. Any hot tips that you have, like Sandman has? Oh my gosh, I think I need a new mic cover. Oh, gross. Anyway, any hot tips? Just side note, you know, of my ADD brain, that Sandman had. Like, Sandman just revealed live on my TikTok, and then therefore live on the podcast show, I Am Shauna Ray is taping a season 2. What? Huge! I love all all your tips. I will give you credit if you want it. I'll keep you anonymous as well. The Sarah Fraser Show at gmail.com or follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody.